Well, We Will Rock You is coming to Bendigo, the Bendigo Theatre Company's production of it, and award-winning director Paul Watson, who also directed Wicked, the Bendigo Theatre Company's Wicked, which was just brilliant, is with us on the phone to talk about the fact that there's still a couple of spots available too. Paul, good morning to you. Welcome along to the show, and first of all, can I congratulate you on Wicked? It was just an awesome show. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We had an absolute blast doing Wicked. Geez, that's 2 years now, because we keep forgetting that we had a year off last year. We had an absolute ball. 2 years has already gone by.
I bet that was pretty tricky for you being off stage, but you're back now. We should look to the positives, and you're looking for a star, are you?
That's exactly right. We're back, and we're full of energy and raring to go. And yes, we did cast the show last year. And then obviously, naturally, with a year off, people's lives change and things happen. And so we have to recast our lead role of Galileo, which is very exciting. We're looking forward to seeing who comes through.
And when you cast somebody like that, are you looking for ideally somebody local, or are you sort of casting the net out far and wide?
You know what? I mean, like, obviously someone local would be absolutely fantastic, but the whole premise really is about just bringing the absolute best quality of show to Bendigo audiences, so that Bendigo audiences can get just the most enjoyment out of what they see. So whether that role comes from Bendigo or whether it comes from, for example, we've got a cast member that's from traveling from Warrnambool that's in the show. We have another cast member who's traveling from Ballarat and things like that. So it just sort of depends. But I believe at the moment we have quite a few locals booked into audition, which is very exciting.
So what would Galileo need to do? Presumably sing.
The role of Galileo is the lead role in the show. A lot of people think that Galileo is the Freddie Mercury role, but that's actually a role called Scaramouche in the show. Scaramouche is the sort of got the Freddie's wit, and Galileo is a little bit more the sort of buffoon character who becomes the rock star at the end of the show, and then is responsible for singing some of the biggest Queen hits, especially at the end of the show, We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions, and Bohemian Rhapsody, the big three.
Wow.
At the end. So, yes, we are looking for someone who's got a pretty outstanding voice.
Well, a buffoon who wants to be a rock star. Listen, I am free Saturday, so...
Well, he's half that.
Yeah, well, come down. We'll put you through your paces. Everyone knows We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions of Bohemian Rhapsody. Come and have a sing.
Yeah, you just got to be able to sing them. That's the only problem, Paul. Yeah. I mean, a small right. Technicality, but anyway.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So you mentioned the auditions this weekend. So what do people need to bring, and how do they get to come along?
It's usually a very, very relaxed room when we're doing auditions with community theatre. If they want to go to either the Bendigo Theatre Company Facebook page, which is if you just write in Bendigo Theatre Company in the search bar, that'll come up. Or if you go to the Bendigo Theatre Company website, all the details are there. Basically, it's just come in and sing a rock song. That's it. We're not really interested in music theatre songs. We're interested in hearing some rock music. And we'll take you through your paces from there. We might do a little script read. There's a couple of scenes that we can look at, which Galileo usually has in the show an American accent. We go with an American accent for this part of the role. But, that's pretty much it. And our choreographer will put you through a couple of little basic dance moves. Most of it's air guitar, to be quite honest. And that's it. And then we try to cast from what we see.
Wow, I think that sounds really interesting, Paul, that American accent. And certainly I can play an air guitar.
There you go. I mean, like, I think you really should come down.
You're not only looking for Galileo, though. You need a bit of extra backup as well, don't you?
We do. So we are looking for ensemble as well. So the ensemble in We Will Rock You is fantastic. It's divided up into three sections. One section is for, you know, dancers that are really focused on dancing. That's their passion. That's their love. There's lots of work for them to do on the show. And then there's a section for those who are music theatre performers that do love to dance, sing, act, the triple threats, as we call them. So there's a lot of work for them in the show. And then there's also tons of work for just actors and singers, those that don't really you know, have two left feet, aren't really necessarily focused on dancing, but just want to focus on having a good sing or play a nice little quirky role in the bohemian ensemble. So there's something for all three sort of disciplines. So we encourage people to come down and have an audition because there's something for everybody in this musical, that's for sure.
Sounds awesome. When is the production looking to hit the stage?
So we're hitting the stage the week of July 8 to July 11 at the Alumbra this year. And it's just super exciting to be back and to have theatre back in our state. I just can't tell you how excited I am after a year off of not having anything. And also having friends of mine who live in both New York and London, whose theatres are absolutely dark at the moment with no sign of them opening up again. It's just so exciting for us to be back here in Victoria, and I hope everyone jumps in behind it really early and books tickets and makes sure that the company is very confident about moving ahead with the show.
I'm sure they will be. I'm sure they will. Hey, Paul, thanks very much. Good to chat again, and all the very best with it.
Thank you so much, guys. Always great.
Cheers.